for the final three quarters there. Marlette was leading Memphis at the half, 20-12. We have not heard an update in the second half there in Memphis. That's a black hole for reporting anything. Reese loses to Ubley 46-8. And the game here, last, well, then of course we have Caro at Vassar. Vassar at Caro. Caro is winning 36-7 at halftime. And then the game here, Cass City 36, Lakers 12.
A lot of pretty predictable games. This one here, by far the best game of the week. Was really hard to decide who you thought was going to win. Lakers coming in with such momentum. Cass City had already had a loss. Not really sure how good they were. This was definitely, clearly, the game of the week. Other games, a lot of blowouts, not a lot of surprises out there, other than 0-3 Lawrence hanging tight with Morris over there. So,
well, that one's now 36-20.
So Morris just scored again.
Yeah, Morris just scored again with 8:34 left in the third quarter. So that one's moving Morris's way. Not too surprising there. Dave Hansen, final thoughts after. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors tonight. Thumb Cycler, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bannex, More Motor Sales, Dia Services of Cass City, More Shoreline, Randy's Hunting Center, Bayport State Bank, Valley Enterprise, Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton and Cass City, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, Thumb Bank and Trust, and Sure, better health, better life. Dave Hansen, final thoughts here, as I have a feeling it's going to be a pretty big party in Cass City tonight.
Oh, I certainly think so. It already started right in front of us. They got enough baby powder to clean up for plenty amount of time. But, again, a classic game, a very good game to watch. Lakers certainly felt like they owned the game early, unable to finish a couple drives. Cass City had a couple big plays, not a lot of time of possession, but some big plays that got them into the end zone. And the little tweak on the defensive side kind of puzzled Lakers for just a little too long. And the passing game from Santa Cathrell to Luke Stern especially was way too much for Lakers. They got burnt in the secondary a couple times, and some perfect throws though from Cathrell on top of that, and the play calling, everything top to bottom. Cass City wanted this game more than anybody else, and credit to them, they played very, very well. And my only disappointment is I only picked Cass City to win by one, Clark. So an outstanding game played by Cass City beginning to end, and I think a lot of people were surprised. I certainly was the only one in this room that felt enough to pick Cass City to win the game, but I didn't see this coming. So it was a great game for getting to end, and on a personal note, I'm happy to get out of the zero column.
Yeah, media roundtable winner for the week. Yeah, you're now one game behind Paul P. Adams, tied with Clark Ramsey, Doug Cole, and Mike Gallagher, still winless, but Doug Cole was close. He said before, it's always tough to go against the home team, and sure enough, that's what it came down to here.
He's one for sure that doesn't go against his own theories, and it was surprised to see him jump ship tonight, but I couldn't blame him. Everybody else was going Lakers, and it was just kind of that night where it was kind of Lakers' game to lose, and it just felt Cass City wanted just that little bit more, and a couple of big plays really changed the game for them.
And I'm certain Dave will have plenty to talk about on the strong side this Sunday at 7 p.m.
Oh, there's always good things to talk about. But I said this game could fill 60 minutes in this game alone from what we saw. There was such good action. There was a lot of good things. I was very happy the game was clean. The officials didn't have much to do with it. And it was two teams that really don't like each other, respected each other well
very
tonight.
Clean, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But they play hard for four quarters. It just happened to be tonight. It was Cass City's night.
So on behalf of the entire WLW Sports broadcast crew, back in the studio pushing all buttons, that's Grant Ducetto, our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. In-game analysis, that is Dave Hansen, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We most certainly did. This was a fun one to call, and especially with the outcome of Cass City coming out on home and taking out that first win in 10 tries over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Final score, Cass City 36, Elkton Pigeon Bayport Laker 12 in week number 4. Of course, listen and on the strong side this Sunday. We'll have game recap of the whole area. Until then, we'll see you then.